This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Christian Today wrote the following on January 25, 2018. Ireland urgently needs more exorcists to tackle a rise in demand for help with demon possession, a Catholic priest has said. He is baffled church leaders are not doing more and accused them of being out of touch with reality if they do not see the need for more priests to drive out demons. What I am finding out desperately is people who in their own minds believe, rightly or wrongly, that they are afflicted by an evil spirit. I think in many cases they wrongly think it, he said. His remarks come after the International Association of Exorcists, a group of 400 Catholic leaders and priests, reported a dramatic increase in demonic activity in recent years. The Catholic Church's guidelines recommend that each diocese has at least one priest who is trained to recognize the difference between demonic activity and mental illness. So far, the quotes from this article. Now let me just say, it is very true that people might believe at times that they are directly influenced or even possessed by demons, but that is not the case at all. And I'm not just talking about mental illness here, I'm also talking about hallucinations because of drugs and dangerous side effects of medication. And in this regard, let me read to you from an article by CBS dated January 18, 2018. More families have come forward with stories about frightening side effects in children who took Tamiflu. Now, Tamiflu, that name is a combination of tame and flu. So the idea is like this medication will tame the flu. CBS first broke the news of a 6-year-old Allen girl who tried to jump out of a window after taking anti-influenza drug Tamiflu. She is now back to normal, but her family wasn't alone. Lindsay Ellis of Indianapolis was a healthy 11-year-old boy before he had the flu last year. Actually, it was a girl. She began hallucinating bugs on her body and the devil's voice in her ear. Ellis says doctors believe it was a reaction to Tamiflu. Lindsay was hospitalized for nearly 2 months, had a feeding tube and was incoherent and unable to move her hands or feet for several weeks. A year later, she still suffers tremors. Japan banned Tamiflu for youth ages 10 to 19 in 2007. The FDA has listed 559 cases of hallucinations from Tamiflu since 2009. Before one falls, and these are my comments now, into the trap of taking medications such as Tamiflu and receiving vaccinations against the flu, one should surely research the facts and consider the potential consequences. And one should not just trust the assertions of doctors depending on the pharmaceutical industry telling us that Tamiflu is the best available medication against the flu. Der Spiegel Online wrote on August 18, 2017 that Tamiflu is basically ineffective and that washing hands is much more helpful, much more recommendable. Die Welt wrote on January of 2012 that Tamiflu has many more dangerous side effects than originally believed and claimed that the manufacturer intentionally concealed the same. Die Zeit wrote in January of 2012 that grave concerns about this medication were already raised by scientists in 2009. Die Süddeutsche Zeitung repeated the same warnings regarding ineffectiveness and serious side effects in April of 2014. But both the US government and the German government continue to promote this allegedly dangerous medication, as Wall Street Online wrote on August 12, 2017. On the other hand, there can be no denial of the fact that demonic activity is on the rise. Vatican News reported on January 28, 2018. Pope Francis celebrated the Holy Sacrifice on the occasion of the translation of the icon of Mary, Salus Populi Romani, Salvation of the Roman People. The image of this icon of Mary is an object of particular devotion for people of Rome and for Pope Francis as well, who routinely comes to the Basilica to venerate the icon, especially before and after his apostolic journeys throughout the world. The Pope focused especially on the idea of Mary as Mother. Pope Francis recalled that our ancestors have taught us, in the difficult moments of life, to always turn to Mary, to gather together under the mantle of the Holy Mother of God. Mary, he said, guards our faith, protects relationships, saves us in stormy weather, and preserves us from evil. When Mary, our mother, is in the home, he said, the devil does not enter. Christians cannot be neutral or detached from Mary, our mother, he said, or we will lose our identity as children. Now, these are very dangerous ideas. Because you see, the true Mary of the Bible is dead and in the grave, waiting for the resurrection from the dead, waiting to be turned into an immortal God being at the time of Christ's return. So when people today pray to Mary, ask Mary to come into their home to protect them, and they are thinking of Mary as a living being, then they are associating with someone who is not associated with the true God of the Bible. And that, my friends, is very, very dangerous. So now, in order to help you to see the difference between true demonic influence and perhaps hallucinations due to medications or other factors, we have prepared three booklets: Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World, Sickness and Health, What the Bible Tells Us, and Human Suffering, Why and How Much Longer. I recommend to you to order free copies, and I am sure that you will greatly profit from having read them. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.